Hi, the Mid-Telecom project has been concluded, but two more podcasts are yet to come, including this one. The teams have been busy writing the final reports to submit these in few months. Thus, the podcast has also been quiet for a while. In this episode, we shall talk about the letter a listener wrote us. It is about the jobs of journalists. The letter to the editor touches upon two podcast episodes, in particular on journalism. Episode 37 was opening up the messages by the book The Journalist's Manifesto, arguing that the profession is outdated, irrelevant to most, and in desperate need of change. The listener asked if Chris Anderson, speaking in the episode, had been part of the project, and has this finding presented somehow influenced the project work. To provide a quick short answer, the podcasts have also covered their near-about views regarding deliberative communication existing beyond the EU. The idea of covering the issues of deliberation, as we find, helps to get a wider grasp of the notion of deliberative communication. As the work of the Mediatelecom project has exhibited, the concept of it has a way to go even among the media researchers. In particular, Chris Anderson, as a co-author of the Journalist Manifesto and the professor of the University of Leeds, has not been part of the project. Still, the output of Mediatelecom has been influenced by very many works on deliberation. The other question by the listener was about episode 40, which was talking about the e-books Mediatelecom produced in all national languages of the project for secondary and bachelor's education across the EU. The listener observed that in that episode the question was asked whether journalists are still fulfilling their role. The answer referred to the difficult task of integrating different research traditions to the project. But the question stands, do you plan to provide another podcast which would summarize the main results, particularly with regard to the performance of journalists in Europe? End of quote. We are going to address the topic of journalism and journalists in the current episode. However, one of the findings of Mediatelecom was that there is no longitudinal research on the issue, along with great variability across the countries. The conclusive idea about the state of art can be found in the two case studies and also the two books published. In this episode, Ioana Avadani from Romania, Markus Kreutler from Germany and Michal Glowacki from Poland deliberate on the really different environments regards to the issue. The project coordinator Halliki Harreloit provides the generalized sum up about Mediatelecom findings on journalism issue. Thank you for joining us. I'm Urmas Loit, the Mediatelecom Communication Officer. Ioana Avadani from Romania provides an in-look to the quite complicated conditions in the country.
Well, this was one very painful findings in our report. Not the Mediatelecom is our own source of information for this. We at the Center for Independent Journalism produce almost every year a state of the media report, including the life of journalists. What we noticed through Mediatelecom is that there is very little academic research, very little documented research on how journalists live and work. And this is paradoxical because journalists are among the most visible professionals in Romania. Everybody knows or sees or listens to a journalist at least daily. And still there is very little data and information regarding their work conditions. And I'm not talking only about salaries, for example, but you know, their access to technologies, the respect they get, the fulfillment they get in the newsrooms. There's no sufficient data on this. In short, journalists are not very happy in Romania. There is a visible decrease of social value attached to the work of journalists. People do not love journalists the way they did 20 or 30 years ago. And it's not only related to what happened in the society or the anti-media discourse that we witness also in Romania, starting from very high political positions. And it's not only due to social media, it's partly also due to the quality of journalism, of the way the journalists presented themselves through their work to the public. Jobs are precarious. You can lose your job from day to tomorrow without having a support net. Trade unions are mostly functional in the public media, and there they function very well. It's very difficult to fire a journalist working for the public media. There's little respect from the owners or managers of the media outlets. And in 2023, we got blatant examples of owners interfering in the editorial policy of big and established media. We had the case of Gazeta Sporturilor, the Sports Gazette, and Libertatea. One is the main sports newspaper, the other one is one of the still fighting newspapers on the print editions, newspapers. And the ownership dismissed the editors-in-chief and the managers based on their refusal of the journalist to yield to the suggestions of the ownership to treat more favorable the gambling industry. This is particularly important in Gazeta Sporturilor when the journalist said, we are covering sports, we are not covering sports bets. Our job is to inform our readers, not to entice them to gamble. And as the two publications shared the same editorial management, the whole management was dismissed. So this was the most blatant case. They were visible journalists, they were good publications, they were strong publications, and still it happened to them.
The situation in Germany, on the other hand, shows up differently. I interviewed Markus Kreutler. How do the journalists feel themselves? How do they live in Germany, according to the findings?
Yeah, I think it's a big question of perspectives. I think if you ask journalists, or if you also ask decision makers, if you ask stakeholders in the area, people are oftentimes relatively pessimistic, saying that things are getting more and more difficult, especially when it comes to regional and local media, which are very relevant to the German system, that like the economic situation used to be better, that there is more pressure involved also in daily work and things like that. On the other hand, if you put on this comparative perspective and compare the situation to other European countries, you will find that the glass is sometimes, as we say, more half full than half empty, because many of these elements that I've mentioned are even more difficult in other countries. So it's really a glass that's probably filled to exactly 50%, and it depends a lot on the perspective from which you're looking at the situation.
And from which perspective would you like to watch Chernin's case?
Well, I try to be a positive and optimistic person, so taking a different perspective, taking a comparative perspective, and also showing other people in the industry in Germany, well, look, there are a number of relatively strong points, there are a number of assets that we can still build on. Is actually a pretty interesting position to be in. On the other hand, of course, it doesn't make sense to just neglect the critical developments that we've seen in the past few years. So it's a question of balancing, I believe.
And finally, the circumstances in Poland, where there great polarization has been observed until the very recent. Michal Glowacki puts it in the words.
In terms of journalism quality, one of the outcomes of our research is that journalism is very divided, very much divided, in terms of ideological, the so-called liberal versus conservative tribes. We can even speak about the media tribes, people who claim they have their own ethics, media organizations claiming they have their own ethical standards, and sometimes even claiming they have the monopoly for the truth, which creates a huge challenge for media and deliberative communication. One of the goals when applying this research findings would be to gather these people, to sit together, to discuss it as a form of the round table, more experimental way, also to include the people's citizen voices. Like, for instance, in our case, like, the biggest issues were regards to the quality of the public services, also the insufficient media ownership transparency, which creates like a very, very competitive context to assess the journalism quality in Poland. But what I would say as one of the biggest outcomes of our project would be the call for uniting different journalism communities, because in fact they all serve the different communities and they need to speak to each other.
Now, Halliki Harro-Loit, the MediaTelcom project coordinator, provides us with a roundup in the topic of journalism and journalists in the research of ours.
Legacy media is important factor for the quality of democracy. And when we speak about legacy media, then of course it is related to professional journalists. It is also quite clear that the more professional are journalists, the better is the communication quality and again the quality of the democracy. So these main results come from the Fuzzyset analysis, which is one of the main outcomes of MediaTelcom project. Now, when we speak about what we know about the future of professional community in different countries, then of course there is not much data about the working conditions of journalists. Although, of course, we know that more and more cases appear where journalists are harassed online, sometimes also in person, and especially in those countries where the journalistic freedom is under the pressure. So on the one hand, we can see that in several European countries, especially in Eastern and Central Europe, the pressure on journalistic community has been growing. And of course, at the same time, we do not have enough data about their education competencies, about their job security and autonomy. So it is a curious situation where we have single cases which show that the situation includes several risks. But at the same time, when we compare, for example, media ownership monitoring, which is really very good, then we do not have comparable monitoring about journalists and their professional competences as well as working conditions.
Based on Mediatelkom, would the journalism be out of date, as some people tend to claim?
I would say vice versa. The more we face various problems concerning propaganda and marketing and just infotainment and entertainment, the more we need professional journalists who have professional ideology to keep their autonomy and who have also professional methods to not only do the fact-checking, what is very popular, but also process information from a lot of different sources into understandable narratives.
The full clarity about the findings, of course, can be found in the publications of Mediatelkom, which can be found on our website, mediatelkom.eu. Here we conclude our podcast episode. We'll have one more podcast episode at least coming in a week or two. The one to conclude the row of podcasts of 55 episodes. We'll cover the roundtable at the Mediatelkom's final conference that took place in Brussels. The talks at the roundtable would allow us to finalize the project and the podcasts. So still some reason to stay tuned. And also I'd like to invite you to catch up the earlier podcasts on mediatelkom.eu or on the other platform you have been listening to us.